Good afternoon, Mr. Buchanan.
Mike, I need you to track somebody down.
But I was just working out on...
Yeah. Later. Clive Moody. I want an address and a phone number.
I'm on to it. Claiborne Hotel, can I help you?
Put my father on.
It's Philip. Oh.
Philip, that was fast.
You're not going to like this, Dad.
What do you mean?
Your accounts are in rough shape. You've got overdrafts on your overdraft.
That'll all be sorted out.
And that's not all. You're right. That payment into the Mavericks account did come from a council trust fund.
Yes, I know that. But how did it happen?
Well, according to the computer logs, you authorised it.
I didn't. This is impossible.
Oh, it's possible, Dad. And it's fraud.
What do you mean?
Gotta go. My latte's here.
I've got that address, Mr. Buchanan.
No, not now. Go help Karen on the bar.
But I've got my thingy to...
What thingy?
For the culture entertainment program.
Later. Come and get you when I need you.
All right, so, this prophecy says that a stranger arrives who is a threat to the Tanifa, and that this stranger is the son of a warrior.
Aye.
And I'm that stranger.
Yes, the chosen one.
Oh, I'm no chosen one.
You didn't do the choosing.
Oh, you got that right. Okay, so, then a great child of Tangaroa dies, a lonely death, and then this is followed by the death of a matriarch. You know, I feel like I'm missing something.
Like what?
Well, what this prophecy is predicting. What's the big finish?
You're not ready for that.
Oh, don't do that. Don't you do that.
If you succeed, you will lift the curse that has been on my people for hundreds of years.
What curse?
It says that we cannot bear children because it would mean the death of the parents.
Get real.
It's true. You insisted on hearing more of the prophecy, but when I tell you, you refuse to accept it.
Oh, look, sorry, I'm doing my best.
Your best will need to be better.
Hey, look, I'm suffering a bit of culture shock here.
I know it must be difficult for you, Thompson. Think of it like St. George and the Dragon.
Oh, right, like that'll put my mind at ease, another dragon. You know, there's something else that's been bothering me.
What's that?
Well, I've been trying to work out what Helen was doing here.
And?
And I wonder if Karen's busy. Karen!
Yes, Master?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell. Marta and I are talking about Helen. I thought you might want to join us.
I'm taking a break, Mike. Can you manage?
I guess I'll have to. Seem to be managing everything else.
Okay. Like I was saying, Helen was a behavioral scientist, you know? I mean, why would they need her at a communications facility like the station?
We'll keep talking.
Okay, so, then I find out her predecessor was Brad Norton, you know, a bigwig in the U.S. Army. So it's like, what's the link between Helen and Brad and the station?
And you think you know the answer?
Well, no, but I think I'm on the track of a possible explanation. I mean, what interest could the U.S. military possibly have in Kessler's? It's a communications company.
You got me.
Okay, well, what if the Pentagon could devise a strategy for taking over other countries that didn't require military intervention?
Where does Helen fit into this?
I don't know. Suppose she was trying to find a way to use mind control as some form of alternative warfare.
That's nuts.
You want me to believe all that?
I just want you to listen. Look, the same way I listen to you talk about the prophecy, something's going on up there at the station, and somebody wanted Helen dead.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.